NPR political analyst Cokie Roberts is also an author of historical nonfiction books. She'll be speaking in central New York this Thursday evening at the Seward House in Auburn. WRVO's Catherine Loper spoke with Roberts from her home in the Washington area about the role of women in American history and in politics today.
Cokie Roberts, thank you for joining us.
Wonderful to be with you.
You've written more than one book about the role of women in the history of our country. What have you found in your research about women's contributions that hasn't necessarily always been told?
Well, I think hardly any of it's been told. The books that I've written that are really solid history books are about the founding period, founding mothers and ladies of liberty. And these women were as essential to the creation of this country as the men were. And I think it's actually quite fair to say that the men couldn't have done what they did if the women hadn't done what they did. And not only were they keeping the home fires burning and all of that, but they were deeply, deeply political and very, very committed to the cause of separation from Britain.
And I know the people at the Seward House feel like there were many women in that family who contributed.
Absolutely.
As well.
I am working on a book right now on how the Civil War changed the lives of women in America, concentrating on influential women in Washington. And Fanny Seward, William Seward's daughter, was here with him and her mother and brothers when he was Secretary of State and before. And she was a schoolgirl originally, but then turned 18 in 1860. And she kept a wonderful diary. And it is very, very keen on explaining to you exactly what's going on in politics in Washington in that period. It's terrific. And she has a hair-raising tale of the night of the assassination when she was in her father's room when the assassin came in.
How do you think her story relates to the role of women you've seen, you know, in your time in Washington?
Well, I think that what it tells you is that they're part of a continuum and that they didn't just sort of, you know, arrive in the 1990s or the 21st century, that women have played a key role in public policy and particularly in social change from the beginning of the Republic. But of course, we now have women in much more explicitly powerful positions, and that's particularly true of your New York women. Mm-hmm. You know, first Hillary Clinton in the Senate and now Kirsten Gillibrand, who is really making the Senate pay attention to the plight of women in the military. And she is doing it in a way that is so interesting to me because it is something that a few years ago, I don't think you would have seen. You did have women in Congress, my own mother included, who were very aware that they had to carry the concerns of women into the legislature. But she's taken it even a step further to essentially say, look, you pay attention to me here. I am carrying the cause of women who have been harmed in our own military, and you aren't paying attention because you're not women. And it is a very interesting role, and she's playing it quite well.
And it's really changed the argument over that topic, I think.
Absolutely.
Well, we hope you have a great trip to our region, and we look forward to your continued reporting about women and men in politics.
Well, I'm very much looking forward to being there. Thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us here this morning.
That's NPR political analyst Cokie Roberts. She'll be speaking at the Seward House this Thursday evening. For more information about that event, visit sewardhouse.org.